It's early morning, I'm packing my backpack, computer and headphones, and swimwear but no towel. I don't like showering at gyms, never thought of why. Maybe it's 'cause I'm semi-known, I don't want anyone listening to my albums while telling their moms what my ass looks like. Showering in public. Showering in public. This is me recapping my life when it comes to showering in public. First grade, some guy at the pool kept his office next to the girls' locker room, drinking his coffee while watching us shower. I don't know his story. Someone said he was a pervert. I'm like, well, maybe he just liked coffee. But the rumor alone gave us a sense that you have to watch yourself while showering in public. Showering in public. Have to use a towel strategically. Shower one body part at a time. Two times a week we had gym class in grades 4 to 9, so that was two times a week that the boys could sneak into our locker rooms to try to catch us naked. It became a tradition, still remember their bored faces, like they thought we would get upset if they didn't show up to watch us shower in public. Shower in public. You couldn't shower and then you would get accused of being sweaty in public. At 17 in the locker room, one of the bathrooms was broken. It had a sign that said broken, but some of the girls from the arts program opened the door anyway. Found a guy who drilled a hole through the wall to watch us all come in after gym and then magically shower in public. Shower in public. They chased him down the hall. The paper published the news with a fun caricature. It's fun, come to think of it, I know no less erotic places than locker rooms, sweaty women drinking protein drinks with sweaters but no pants on, talking about kids and work and training, blowing noses and laughing and complaining. Yes, I must go now, I'm heading home. On the yard a small amount of snow has laid to rest. I hope you bought yourself a quilted jacket down in Göteborg. Jens, I wish you all the best.